We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works. Visit EMP180.com. Get empowered. It's Bishcake, CB, and JP. That's the foursome. And joining us right now, a guy we haven't seen in a while, who just has blown us away every time he's joined us in studio.
Always does it.
If you have a chance to watch on TV on NBC Sports Washington,
definitely
we're
check
get
it
you
out.
A few tricks. It's a Max Major.
Hey,
don't call it a comeback.
Comeback show tomorrow,
to see you again,
Saturday,
buddy.
At the Mirror Room at Big Apple Circus, which is now at National Harbor. You can go to maxmajor.net for tickets. We do kind of know the story, but kind of tell the audience of where you've been really the last 2 years, because I remember going to your show, I guess, a couple years ago, and it seemed like things were happening, and then all of a sudden didn't hear from you for a while.
Yeah, I think the last time I performed publicly was like October 2016, so over 2 years. And at that time, I mean, my career was taken off, it was booming. I got a deal for a Broadway show. I had signed with the production company behind Phantom of the Opera. And it looked like, for all intents and purposes, like it was my moment. And at the same time, I was starting to feel worse than I ever felt in my life. So I was getting more and more tired. And probably for most of my adult life, I've felt tired. Like it's just not just normal.
Us
not
too.
Just normal adult. Hey, I'm
not
getting
normal,
old. I'm tired.
DJ tired.
Yeah. Morning AM tired. But yeah, I could sleep, and I never felt like I could sleep enough, and I was always groggy, and I just knew something was wrong. And so I'm at the same time that my career's taken off and I'm performing, it's something in the back of my head says something's not right. And I'm going to all these doctors, and every doctor I go to is telling me, oh, you're fine, you're healthy. You know, they're doing all the normal blood work. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not. There's something's wrong. And you feel like you're crazy because everybody's telling you you're fine, but you know something.
You know your body.
Your health. You know something's not right. And so it turns out I had Lyme disease, but I didn't know it.
How did they ultimately discover you had Lyme disease? Because the only thing I know about Lyme disease, and you can fill us in, is usually you get bit by a tick, right?
Something that's the only way to get it. And the thing about Lyme disease is that about 50% of the people who get Lyme disease never remember being bit by a tick and never had the bullseye rash, the signature bullseye rash. So about half the people don't have any clue that this is going on. It affects about 350,000 people a year, which is more than HIV and hepatitis C and even breast cancer. And we don't know a lot about it. And it's also something that traditional Western medicine isn't really equipped to test for. And it's one of the highest sort of false negatives in medicine. So you can go and get tested for Lyme disease and have Lyme disease, and it can say negative.
Wow. So that's why all the blood work came back,
Well, they weren't testing for it. So they weren't looking there. And they were telling me, I took a sleep study, and they said, well, this is before I knew I had Lyme. And the doctor said, oh, it's simple. They said, you can take this pill to go to bed at night, and then you'll take this pill in the morning so that you have energy. And I said, I don't think that sounds like a solution.
That
doesn't address what's going on. I want to know what's wrong. And so I kept digging.
By the way, what were the pills?
I'll give you a recommendation. Yeah, I'll give you the doctor. If you want to go
give
see
me a, give me a pill handshake when you leave.
So, I just kept going down the rabbit hole, going on the internet. I went to a conference where I met a guy who was a health coach who was one of the experts in the world at figuring this stuff out. And he just looked at me and he said, oh, yeah, you have Lyme disease.
He could tell just by looking at you?
He looked at me.
Wow.
He said, oh, stick your tongue out. And he looked at my blood vessels below my eyes. It was like very weird.
Wow. What would he say about cakes?
Yeah.
So Max,
I'd be hospitalized immediately.
This was how long after you started feeling? How long ago was this?
So I had, prior to 2016, I was probably feeling crappy for about 5 years. So
it's
2011
always down,
on, always run down. And with my schedule, I thought it was just what I'm the kind of person that really likes to push myself, and I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm a performer. And as a performer, your schedule is crazy. Like you guys as entertainers, you don't get a lot of sleep. And I just thought it was that. And the thing about Lyme disease is it's very opportunistic. So I most likely got bit by a tick prior to 2016. And as I kept performing, my immune system got more and more run down. I wasn't prioritizing sleep. I'm the kind of person that just, I would say, hustle at all costs. And I think it did cost me because I think I got run down, and that's when the Lyme disease said, okay, my turn, and just started shutting down a lot of other systems. And so long story short, I found out it was Lyme. I went and got some blood. I had a suspicion it was Lyme from this doctor. Went and got some blood tests. They confirmed Lyme. Started on a treatment protocol. Started feeling way worse before I started feeling better. Oh, really? So it, as this stuff was getting kicked around, at one point I was bedridden for most of 2016. I didn't get off the couch. So I would literally wake up, move to the couch.
Just feeling run down or feeling nauseous or
tired.
Everything? Yeah.
Tired. Joint pains.
How do you
pains.
Survive financially?
Yeah,
in that period.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Because for people that have
something
like that.
He had good years.
Like
I talked to him. He had good years before.
I understand
I'm so fortunate.
I am
so fortunate in that I had enough success prior to this that it didn't bankrupt me. But I don't know how someone could deal with this and have a 9-to-5 job. I don't know how you get better when you need to rest.
Have kids
the way you get
anything.
Over Lyme disease is prioritizing rest. How do you do that when you have a family and you have a 9-to-5? And I totally sympathize with that. I'm fortunate that I could put my life on hold. And so I stopped performing. I haven't been on stage publicly in like over 2 years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So this will be your first one.
Where did you move to help recuperate? Yeah. Where did you move to?
So towards the end of last year, I felt like I had kind of reached the extent of my recovery in D.C. And I decided I needed to relocate somewhere with I could make my health a priority, and so I moved to L.A.
Oh, you moved to California. That's shocking, Val.
but not just L.A. He moved to?
Hermosa Beach.
Very nice. Yeah.
And I felt like if I was going to be serious about my health and I wasn't performing, then I should do something about it. So I moved somewhere with sunshine and great doctors and wonderful food. And just is the first time in my adult life that I have made my health a priority above everything else. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of a gesture to myself, was like, I'm going to move.
Does that mean no boozing or anything? Like you're at Hermosa Beach, you can't go out and have a happy hour?
I'm not partying. I'm like, still live a little low-key life.
But he was always in shape. He does his shows in
I have a lot of green juice and coconut milk lattes.
The tight t-shirt.
No, I know he's all
gets
fit and everything. But even fit guys go out and have a cocktail every once in a while, right? Not right now.
Not right now.
Oh, that's man.
He doesn't want to compromise his immune system.
I'm like just getting back on my feet. And so since I've been in California since October, my health's turned around. It's really because I just put my health first. And my blood test just came back negative for Lyme.
There you
awesome.
Go.
Nice.
Negative,
that's awesome.
Well, I was telling you, and we were going back and forth on text when I learned that you got it. And I told you my aunt got it.
Yeah.
And she got it years ago. And I don't know how long she actually had it before she was taking her treatment.
Right.
But she got Bell's palsy.
Mm.
That led to Bell's palsy.
And
Bell's
palsy messes people up. I knew nothing.
Her side of the face was paralyzed.
Yeah.
And still to this day, you can look at her and go, yeah, your face
so I knew no one that had Lyme disease. I knew nothing about Lyme disease. And since I've got it, I've heard a lot more stories. And I've met people who have been in wheelchairs from Lyme disease who had go to getting on crutches and getting their strength back. It's really scary. And I think it's something that people don't know to check for. And I'm not a doctor. If you're tired, I'm not saying you have Lyme disease. I'm just saying what I hope you take from my story is that if you know in your heart that something's not right, despite what doctors are telling you, then you have to keep asking
questions. Go further, right.
You have to. That's it. And so maybe it's not Lyme disease for you. Maybe it's something else. But just when it comes to your health, just not compromising when people say, oh, you're fine, just take these pills, and try to figure out what's really going on, not just taking something for the symptoms. Because had I gone down that road, I still wouldn't even know what's wrong with
it. I was going to say, if you didn't talk to that health coach, you might still be feeling that way.
Yeah.
All right. So now let's get to the point where you feel like you could start performing again. I don't know how you get in contact with Drab or Lurch or whoever.
Yeah, so I had an opportunity. I've still been getting calls for shows. The Big Apple Circus is here in D.C. right now.
Right.
Pretty cool event. If you guys want to check it out, the circus is a dying art for sure. It's something that, once in a lifetime to see. But they had called me, and they have set up a separate room next to the big tent that's out at the National Harbor right now called the Mirror Room. And they said, hey, they didn't know anything about my story, what was going on. They said, hey, we have this extra space. We're looking for some D.C. talent. Would you want to do a show here? And Daniel told him, no, he's not feeling well. And then, I still was sort of saying no to stuff. And I said, you know what? Maybe it's time. I had just got that blood work back, with Lyme, and I'm feeling pretty good. And I said, why don't we turn this into a fundraiser? So I partnered with the Big Apple Circus and the National Capital Lyme Disease Association. 100% of my proceeds from this event are going to the charity. It's not one of those air quotes portions of proceeds. It's literally every dollar that
awesome.
I make from this show goes to support Lyme disease research and awareness. And it's going to be a fun night. And I've had 2 years to come up with new stuff.
I was wondering,
I've literally
working,
all I've done
reading?
Is sit around and read and research and brainstorm. And I have journals of just ideas and new
two
things
years
I want to perform.
Yeah. Yeah, but are you going to be nervous?
No, okay. No, I'm ready.
You are a pro. You're just a
How
pro.
Many years have you been doing this now?
I'm 35. I started when I was about 14, so 20 years.
20 years. So for 2 years, you're plotting out all these new tricks. How many of them do you have for us today?
Ooh.
How many do we get to see?
I got some new stuff for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to try something now?
Yeah, let's do something.
Okay, one of the things, I've been researching a lot about people and the way that we make decisions. I'm fascinated with how we think that we're capable of being more random than we are. Like if you tell someone, like, be random, name a random number. Like, it has to come from somewhere. We think mm-hmm. we just can make things up and it can be completely random. I can prove it to you. I can
All
prove
right.
it to you. I'll show you what I mean. Okay, so let's try this.
Mm. He's got a little notebook.
Like he always has a notepad.
He always has a notepad. See, he's got a notepad. I know we can't talk about it, but yesterday we had that director, and this is a visual. The director of the commercial shoot kept doing this bit.
He did this.
By the way, whatever he's going to do, better than Triple Frontier.
Yeah. Again, you're just slamming Triple Frontier.
It just sucks. Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead, Max. Sorry.
All right.
You set the bar low.
Speaking of trying to be random, let's try this. I'll do this with cakes here. I'm going to write a little factoid down here for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's just pressure cascading down on me.
No,
I don't know why.
Yeah.
He's been here 3 or 4 times. He tends to go to cakes, like speaking of random, not random, you go to cakes first.
I thought I was being random. We're
like
not.
The simple
it comes from
minds.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, easy prank. Easy prank.
I'm the low-hanging fruit.
He's easy, right?
The low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
All right. Got a little secret note here for you. I want you to try to be random, okay?
Okay.
Keep that in mind.
I'll do my best.
I want you to name any letter of the alphabet. Okay, don't go for C or J for junkies. Try to be random. Okay. What letter do you want? Say it out loud.
H.
Why H? Like, where? Because
he's
hurt.
Why? I don't know why.
You don't know.
I
it felt random.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It did.
It's funny. I wrote 47% of people say H.
Oh, my God.
What?
How do you say? I was totally thinking a different. Like, if you had asked me, I would not have said H.
Well, you're not in the 47%, I guess.
Yeah.
You're the 53.
But how?
What did the 53% say?
So if you're not capable of being random, right? Like, where did H come from? What is an H to you? What is that?
I don't know why I picked it.
Right, exactly. So ideas have to come from somewhere, right? So this led me down this rabbit hole of influence. Like, okay, so if our ideas either come from an association in our brain or they come from some outside influence, maybe, right? Mm-hmm. If you look back at this, influence has always been present in our culture. I think you guys in radio business, you remember 60s, 70s, 80s, they talked about the records. You know, they play the records backwards, and they said there were these hidden demonic messages.
Well, not quite the 60s.
We're not that old.
Well, I'm saying you remember the stories about the records.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
subliminal messages.
I mean, I know we look like we're 65.
I'm saying in pop culture, like, this is a thing people know about is influence, and people were convinced that there were these like messages buried in the records, right? I don't know the science to it, but I find it fascinating that we have a fascination as a culture with influence. So let's try this. We'll try one more with cakes, and then we'll switch it up after the break.
Here's Cakesy again.
Right. I'm going to send these down to you.
Ooh, cards.
Deck of
cards.
You can pass them to him.
All right, here you go. All right.
Here you go. Leave them in the box
like
for a second.
Regular playing cards.
Seem like it.
Look at me.
Yep.
Listen really closely to what I'm about
to say. That's going
to
be challenging.
Okay, I'm going to try.
He's a poor listener.
This is important.
Yep.
Snipsva Yurtha. Nith Haiwi.
What?
Take the cards out of the box.
Okay. Hold on. Snips.
Definitely doing some weird backwards talking, like subliminal messaging, man.
All right, take the cards.
It's in my brain
For the people at home, take the cards towards you so the faces are towards you.
Yeah.
And just spread through. Make sure they're shuffled up. Actually, why don't you do this? Square everything up. And you give them a shuffle. You give them a turn them face down so nobody can see.
He's not very good at that.
That's all right. That's
I can shuffle. Yeah, I can't work at MGM, but I can shuffle.
And then give them a.
I can't do the bridge.
Yep. That's all right.
I can't do the bridge.
Yeah.
These cards are stiff, man.
That's all right. Squeeze everything together. Everything together.
All right.
And then hold them in your hand like this.
Yep.
Face down. Hold them close to you so nobody can see what you're doing. Take your other hand like this. And then I want you to just pick up any number of cards you want. Cut off as many as you want like this.
Okay.
All right. And don't let anybody see. Turn them towards you. And just remember that bottom card. Turn them up towards you and peek at that card. Don't let anybody see.
Only you, not the cameras.
Yeah.
Only
and
you.
Then put it back on top.
Yeah.
And then put the cards back in the box.
All right. There's no way you know that.
Is that fair? No, seriously, EB, you're
fair.
Right now, I'm across the room.
Yeah.
He took the cards out of the box.
Yep.
He shuffled. He looked at the cards.
Terrible shuffle.
He did a like terrible shuffle in a hurting bridge.
Adequate shuffle, no bridge.
Yeah.
You can send him down here. And then he put the cards back in the box. It's all in your mind.
Yes. And hopefully he remembers the card.
I've got it.
Oh, yeah. If you forget, I'm automatically right.
I've got it.
The shortcut for this. So what I need you to do is in your mind, you're going to say the card over and over in your head. So looking at me, nothing out loud, but looking at me, you're repeating the card in your mind. It's something like, in your head, it sounds something like three of spades, three of spades, three of spades. Is that what you're saying?
Three of spades.
No, it's not.
Yeah, he got it. He's three of spades. He's a demon. He's a necromancer. I don't understand how he does it.
Did you, were there a bunch of different cards in there? Like all the cards? Three of spades.
It was a regular deck of 52 playing cards.
Why the little mantra beforehand, here. By the way?
No, this is what's important. You know what's interesting?
It's not over.
Is what if I told you there actually was no three of spades in that deck of cards?
Huh?
All right, so now I have to take the cards out and check for the three of spades.
You could. It's not in there. But, which raises the question, Where did he see? Where do ideas come from?
Hey, dum-dum.
Do you remember what I said in the beginning?
He said three spades.
No, do you remember? Actually, do you have that audio?
He said three spades backwards.
Can you replay? Do you have that? Valdez, do you have the audio of what I said? Can you replay what I said?
I mean,
can everybody listen? Listen. Yeah. Snips va yurtha nith highwi. Yeah, did you hear that?
I did hear it,
Can you play it again? But I don't know if you can do this, but can you play it backwards? Actually, play that in reverse. Listen to what your brain heard. He think three of spades.
I mean,
he will
two,
think three of
spades.
Play it again.
Spades in here, okay? There's
think
no three of spades.
Three of spades.
Hey, dummy, did you see a three of spades or not?
What? I said it.
No, you didn't. There's no three of spades in there.
I don't know what's happening here. I have to go home. I'm questioning everything.
All right,
now.
More with Max Major. Of course, you check him out.
Three
Max,
of spades.
MaxMajor.net to get your tickets. He's going to be at the Mirror Room, Big Apple Circus. We'll come back with more here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
You know, it would be true magic if Max Major could get Valdez not to play this song ever again.
Yeah, could you make that song disappear from the computer?
There's a lot
from
going on back here.
Yeah, good Zing call.
If backwards, it's going to tell you what to do in this next one.
Drab's bitter because...
What's the song? I go do magic.
I already played... The Cars Magic? I played that already.
You played the one Abra, Cabra, Kadabra.
Steve Miller?
No.
I don't know off the top of my head.
I know that song
America? Was it America?
Could be.
I know it's old.
I know old people like it.
All right, Max Major's with us.
That's why I like it.
Go see him tomorrow, Saturday, Mirror Room, Big Apple Circus, which is now at the National Harbor. If you want tickets, go to maxmajor.net for tickets. We've all been to his shows. It blows you away. And the thing about his shows is you try and solve the riddle, and you can't.
Because
even if you figure out part of it, and I knew there's a reason why I said what he said at the beginning, and the twist was he played it in reverse.
I knew there was some mumbo-jumbo over there. But...
And so I jumped the gun, but I have no idea how he did the rest
think
of
about
it.
He just knew on every level that he was going to pick the three of spades.
Yeah.
How?
I wish I knew.
He made him pick H.
Richie.
Yeah.
It's magic.
Yes.
But if he had asked me, I'm telling you, I wouldn't have picked H. I was thinking of a different letter. What were you thinking of?
Q.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whatever one that you picked, he would have had on his
I wouldn't have picked him, though.
Well,
That's the point.
Case is the mark.
But you said you were going to involve all of us.
Yeah, yeah. So just to real quick on the show that's coming up this weekend, this is a fundraiser. We talked a little bit about what I'd went through. The point is I'm back on my feet. This is like a comeback show, hometown show. 100% of the proceeds of my portion go to the National Capital Lyme Disease Association. And there's only about 50 tickets left per night. So it's not get your ticket soon. It might sell out. It's going to sell out. Mm-hmm. So I would right now go to maxmajor.net.
Get out there.
Yeah, or maxmajor.net/DC, and then there's the
What time does the show
the
start?
It's actually, at 9 p.m., a little later than my normal shows, but it's going to make
Saturday
for a fun night.
We have a bar mitzvah to attend.
Oh, okay.
A couple
of us
are going to. Yeah, you could always show up to that.
But yeah, 9 p.m.,
pull tomorrow.
And it's cool. They set up a tent for us. It's like inside. You walk into this little world they created. There's a bar at the back of the room. It's going to be... be a great setup. A
let me ask
and
you,
I got a bunch of new stuff too.
Let me ask the. Can I ask a quick question? Somebody says they're watching us on online and stream. I know NBC Sports watching, right? If you're not, if you don't have access to television and you want to watch Max with us right now live, how do you do it?
They have a video stream. You can go to NBC Sports Washington's website.
All right, I'm on the website right now. Where's the stream? Got to go to Junkies or something.
And usually at the beginning of our show, right around 6 a.m. on Twitter at NBC Sports Washington. They tweet out the lineup, and at the bottom of that tweet is a link to the video stream.
Okay.
If you want a little
cheat code. Okay, I think I found it.
All right, so you want to involve all of us in the next trick.
A couple well, I'm going to do a few things.
Okay.
Try to get everybody, get your
brains going. You have EB's favorite item, the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I love the Rubik's Cube. I'm not a genius at it.
He's a big fan.
But, you know, I could solve it, but it takes a while.
I didn't know that.
I couldn't line up one row if you gave me two years.
I could not do one side.
That's you can't even do a side?
This changes things.
Impossible. I can sit in this room.
Oh, my God.
I can sit in this room with that. Item that
you couldn't get one
that
side
devil box.
I couldn't do one. I couldn't do one row
with a pallet of all the money from Triple Frontier outside of the door.
Triple Frontier,
and you said you could have all that money, $250 million, if you solved one side.
Like,
and I couldn't do it.
Keep using cakes. Keep using
cakes.
Yeah,
okay,
so I take that back. You're all not involved.
I love
go with cakes. Here's the thing, though. Cakes is not like Rubik's Cube isn't about intelligence. It's just it's not a natural skill. It's like a thing you learn. You like look it up, and then they tell you how to do it. And then you just get faster at it. So it's not, there's no genius that sits down and
of
just goes, oh, I can finish this. They just learned something. So I've been doing the Rubik's Cube for a long time. I actually brought you guys one. I noticed in celebration of the TV studio, because last time I was here, you didn't have the TV and you got a lot of tchotchkes around.
So many
tchotchkes. A lot of, you know, sports players bring you like a signed baseball or something. I brought you a Rubik's Cube.
Did you sign it? Did you sign
it? I can sign it before
sign
I go.
It
so
us.
We got it
Perfect.
In the glass. So it'd right, be
good.
Up here immortalized in the studio.
Very good.
Good.
But yeah, if you wanted to learn how to do one of these, it's not, again, it's not rocket science. It's just studying the way that the cube works. Oop, there we go. And eventually you learn how to do it.
Right.
That was pretty quick.
That's pretty
very quick.
But I've been sitting for 2 years with Lyme disease messing with my Rubik's Cube. So I got pretty good at it. But then I learned, I thought there was only one way to solve it. There's actually a lot of things you can do with the Rubik's Cube. For
it's
people who are just
it.
Listening, not watching, right now it is solved. It's in the normal solved state, right? But you can also make these like weird patterns with the cubes. So if you want to take it up a notch, you go from mixed up to like, okay, I'm not just going to solve it the normal way. I'm going to make this checkerboard pattern.
Right.
I found that kind of interesting. I never heard of people making designs with the Rubik's Cubes. There's another pretty cool one. Looks like this, right? Which is like this dot pattern. You got like the colors. You got a dot in the middle, right? And then let's do it this way. Why don't we, so those are two patterns, but why don't we make a new pattern?
Okay,
why don't we make a new pattern? So I want you to take this cube, EB. For everybody listening, it's mixed right now, right? You're going to hold it above your head like this. I know you know how to solve it, so I'm not going to have you look at it because I don't want you doing your moves. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then Lurch, he's going to start mixing it when you say go.
Okay.
And then when you tell him to stop, when you think that one looks like as mixed as this one in the case, you're just going to tell him to stop, like whenever. But hold it up where he can see. So tell him to go.
Go, Ricky.
So hold on. So I'm going to make it look just like that silly right there?
No, if you did that, you would be
genius.
Yeah. All right, stop.
Stop?
All right.
I said stop.
Good. Yeah. Okay, bring it down. It's up to you.
Stop
you
Jonah.
One more turn, two more turns, no more turns. You want to stop there? It's up to you.
Stop right here.
Stop right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is actually going to be a more special cube after I show you what I'm about to show you here. Can I see this one?
No, there's no chance.
Show you the one under the glass right here.
There's just no
do
chance.
Do this very slowly. I'm going to show you. See if I can find it. Where's that? It's hard to see from my angle. Is that?
Is that you got to be kidding.
Yeah? Exactly.
Can we see it on the camera? Where's the camera?
No! Like, exact.
Right here. Same.
Can you guys see that? And then like here, you see that side too?
I do see that.
Yeah,
it's
and
the
then
same.
See that side there yeah. too, and then see that side there too.
The random yeah? and then the top is the same.
It's impossible.
Literally every side of the cube. Oh. You mixed it?
Yeah,
you told him when to stop?
Well, I did. Should I have waited?
No.
See, why did you turn it one more time?
I don't know.
You should have turned it five
so
more times.
Literally.
So just think, if you would have turned it one more time, he would have been
everything would have been
finished.
Different. Everything would have been different. Now, you said you've never been able to solve one of these, right?
No chance.
Let's try something interesting.
I can't even do one. I can't do two.
Okay.
Stop it.
I'm gonna have you, two colors.
I'm going to have you turn it. Okay, I'm going to come over there in a second. I'm going to hand it to you. But you're not going to turn it like this, okay?
All right.
You're going to do it in a different way. I'll show you. I'll come here.
Okay.
No, a different methodology.
All right, Max is working his way over
like
to...
I don't like being the focus.
You
know, like,
the Jason.
It makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yep. Scoot back, and lean forward.
Some Rubik's Cube magic happen. Here on the Junkies.
It gets very uncomfortable turn it on the air.
Just watch behind my back. You're going to turn it like this, okay? Mm-hmm. You can do that. Watch my hands.
Drag wishes he was lurch.
Yeah, getting all turned on.
So lean forward, take your hands behind your back, okay, and take it, start turning it like I showed you.
Right. Just turning it regular, actually
turning it like I showed you. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if he solves it behind his back without even looking at it.
Tell him when to stop.
Stop.
Stop. And bring it out.
Oh, you can't.
It's on the money.
You're a puzzle master.
What? James didn't stick this on money.
Yeah, money.
It's ridiculous.
Let's go.
Jason says
let's
on
go.
Money.
I mean, that's a magic Rubik's Cube. There's no way nothing coming did it behind his back without looking.
I mean, it's a legit Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
my
nutty.
God.
That is nutty.
That is awesome.
Drabby, you have a theory on that one?
I'm speechless, man. That's crazy.
That's funny. Were you watching? Did you
about
see?
Just jumped out yeah. of the
did
seat
you see me
because
do
he's
it?
Watching behind yeah, his back.
Just,
were you,
were you watching it? Could you see him moving his hands around or no?
He was just, he was manipulating the thing. And then you just said stop and he pulled out a it was silly.
Dude, I think I've seen, and when I saw Max's show, he did something with the Rubik's Cubes where he was like.
He throws them up in the air.
Throwing them in the air and they were coming down.
Yeah,
solid.
I used to be the one doing it. So I would do everything. And I had this idea. I said, well, what if I didn't touch the cubes? What if you guys were doing it? So you mix it. Anyway,
right.
Just something fun.
All right, you got a bunch of books here. Why don't we do
yep.
this?
Yep.
We all enjoy having Max on. Can you do one more segment?
Yeah.
All right, we have an announcement.
Okay. We do.
Can I do the announcement now? It's technically 1 minute before the announcement,
no, go
but
ahead.
I'm trying
You're
to time
fine.
Out the
You're
break.
Fine.
All right, we have an announcement. It's pretty cool.
Do I know the announcement?
It's not a joke announcement. So. It's real. It's not like a Bruce Hugger announcement.
We're in the midst of the time of year where the Capitals are pushing towards the playoffs. And 106.7 The Fan, we're going to continue as flagship station for the Capitals through 2021. We're going to carry all the Capitals games.
Look at that.
Plus pre- and post-game shows. In addition, all games will continue to be streamed on the Radio.com app, which is the fastest-growing digital audio app in the U.S., and TheFanDC.com. So pretty cool. It's been awesome to be associated with the Washington Capitals. So now through 2021.
That is great
Very
news.
Cool.
Unlike our radio contract,
yeah.
They extended early.
Yeah, that's, hey, that's the way it works. The Caps are more important than the Junks.
All right.
We know where we are in the pecking order.
Max has got his books here. Means he's got another trick up his sleeve. We go to break. We come back, and he's going to wow us again. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. We're joined by Max Major in studio. You can see him live at his comeback show tomorrow and Saturday at the Mirror Room at Big Apple Circus, now at National Harbor. MaxMajor.net for ticket info. And like you said, I think there's less than 50 left for each show. So get your tickets
soon because they will sell out, and the proceeds are benefiting
National Capital Lyme Disease Association.
There it is.
Help spread awareness. Help a lot of their money goes straight to research, which a lot of the other organizations don't, because we're still trying to figure out how the heck to cure it quickly.
Yep. Let me ask you this. A lot of guys do this kind of thing. Do you ever see things, though, where someone has, like, stolen your act, like stolen one of your bits?
I think a lot of performers are fearful of other performers being in the crowd and, oh, they're going to take my stuff. But I've never been that way because I just feel like no one's going to be able to be me. So mm-hmm. even if they stole my bit, they're not me.
Right.
So they're going to do it in their own way. And yeah, I mean, it'd be great if it didn't happen, but it does happen. But yeah, No one's going to be me and do it in my way. And
so it's fine.
Most of it they can't figure out anyway, so that's safe.
Remember when the other sports station a lot of it's put original, four guys so. Together?
That's true.
Four
that's true.
Young
you
guys
can't
together.
Duplicate what we do.
They lasted like 6 months.
But exactly. You could throw a couple dudes in a room to talk about sports. They're not the junkies.
They're not.
It is kind of the same thing with being a performer is they're not going to
right.
They're not
right.
Be
okay.
Jason
though.
Called that show the Blacktop, I believe.
But I also well, have I 20 even, years of
junkyard. Junkyard.
Right. Playground, I think.
I have 20 years of experience on stage. You can't steal that.
Right.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Right? There's no shortcut. So you can try to do the thing that you
saw. Some ripoff artist couldn't just say, figure out your tricks, and then...
It might not be entertaining to watch is all I'm saying.
For sure.
So because, it's that 10,000 hours. I've been performing on stage since I was a kid.
Right.
So that's part of the show. It's not just the tricks. It's the performance.
Did
I'm
you go to college?
Right.
No.
Exactly. I did.
You did?
Yeah, I went to University of Maryland.
You did?
Uh-huh.
The 10,000 hours, by the way, that's the Malcolm Gladwell theory?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know how many hours I have in now, but the point being that's you can't teach that.
Right, right.
You can't read that in a book. You have to do it. Like the pilots, you got to put your hours
in. Dude, you're the best.
The
best. Yes,
yeah,
I'm serious. He solved the Rubik's Cube.
He's just the best
at
it.
Did you perform through college?
Yeah, it was the only thing I ever wanted to do. So I went to college and studied business because I thought if I wanted to do this the rest of my life, be a performer, I should know how to run a business. So it wasn't my backup plan. It was literally in service of having a career as an entertainer. And it was the best choice I ever made was going to college
right.
for me.
And, of course, you used all your magic to get laid, right? Obviously. That's a yes.
Look, look yeah, he has a current girlfriend.
Yeah. He's just the best,
doesn't work
dude.
That way.
I mean, his presentation.
A lot of guys really like it. I was surrounded by guys doing card tricks.
I bet you were. All right.
All right, so tell us, what are we going to do now?
All right. I brought a big stack of books here. JP was asking about the books. These are some of the most famous books I've never read. Treasure Island. Actually, I'll pass a couple of these around.
Give
you guys
all the cakes
again? Yeah, just name off like what, all right.
Dracula,
what books you have. Or
Robinson Crusoe.
Here we go.
Secret
send
Garden.
Down.
Yeah, yeah. Treasure Island.
Yeah, this one's for you.
Got
this
Frankenstein here.
Pocket Dictionary.
A lot of stuff we've
Scarlet
never read.
Letter. I definitely read that. I'm not. Nate Hawthorne.
And flip through them. Make sure it's like legit.
Yeah, they're like real books.
Off Amazon.
They're not like fake books.
Yeah. Yeah. Real boring books filled with words.
I would never, ever order these from off of Amazon. I don't know, this one's
over 450 pages. I couldn't deal with Dracula.
Yeah.
Like, even if I was in prison, I wouldn't read the books.
Isn't Treasure Island like a third-rate casino in Vegas?
Yeah.
I'll read this.
I've seen both the movies.
Right.
All right, yes, so stack them up and send them down this way.
Back to
all
you.
Right. Yep.
All right.
Everybody's going to make a choice here. We're going to do this as a group. The first choice is of the books. So we'll stack these up here, and we're going to go around the table. And actually, let me give you this.
All right.
JP, my marker.
Uh-oh,
and pen.
The magic pad.
Let me see
there
the pad.
It is.
You're going to keep track of this for us. We're going to pick a book. We're going to pick a page from a book. We're going to pick a line on that page. Okay. And then we're going to pick a word on that line. And I want you to just write the number, whatever the choices they make here. Just keep track of all that. Just
so for all four of us.
Yeah. It'll be tough to remember. So first choice, EB, right? Looking at the stack of books here, which one do you want to use for this?
Frankenstein.
Yeah. So that
right there, middle.
Yeah, the hurting monster.
Okay.
Hurting monster he put together.
How many pages are in Frankenstein? Flip to the towards the back there.
It looks like there are roughly 247 of content.
Okay. Pass the book to Cakes.
All right.
Cakes, first decision. Name a number from 1 to 247. JP, you're going to write that in the first column here.
133.
Okay, 133.
I think that was random, but probably wasn't.
Okay, cool.
Three of spades, 133.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Next decision, pass the book over to Lurch here.
Yep.
Turn to like any page. About how many lines of text are there on a page in Frankenstein? 20, 30, more than that?
Way more than that.
30 is safe. If we said a number between 1 and 30, that'd be safe.
I mean, sure.
Okay, so close the book. On page 133, just in your mind, what line do you want to use from the
17.
First line to the third? Oh, you knew that right away. 17.
Yeah.
Great. Pass the book.
Dave Craig was my favorite quarterback.
Tiny hands. Small hands.
Definitely fumbled all the
time. On line 17, there's probably, I don't know, 10 to 12 words across like a line. You don't have to look, but just in your mind. Number from, let's go 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
What number?
2.
2. Write it down there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The real magic trick is if Awad knows who wrote Frankenstein, which we clearly know he doesn't.
Mary Shelley.
What?
Wait, did he know?
This is shocking.
All right.
Nobody cares. Yeah.
So, can I see the pad there? Yes. Tear off your page.
We have about 3 or 4 minutes,
That's
right?
That's cool. Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah. Keep the book closed for now, and I'll take the pad and the marker there, and let me see what you wrote down there.
He wrote 133, 17,
hold it towards me.
And 2. Show him. Okay. I'm sure he's reading the book right now.
No, he is. He's remembering every word.
I'm going to write something down here.
Don't cheat yet, JP.
Face down right here.
Don't cheat.
I want you to think about how random this is. Literally a stack of 12 books between these, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of words.
Yeah.
We haven't even opened that book yet.
Right.
But right now is the moment of truth. JP kept track of this, so do
right.
it. Turn to page 133.
Right.
I mean, is he going to pull the word?
Of course he is, Ricky. Spoiler alert.
Count
yes.
down very carefully from the top to the 17th line. 17th line. It's got to be exactly 17.
Yeah, can you count?
Okay. I'm afraid that JP's going to butcher it.
And the second word on line 17, is it a good word or is it a small one like of or a?
Medium.
Medium. Medium word. We'll take a medium word. Okay, we'll go with
it. Hold on. Let me check the count again.
Yeah, count one more time.
Let's make sure you didn't botch this. This is critical. Is he going to nail the word, Cakes? Maybe it's just, what are the chances? Yeah,
my confidence is high.
Yep, same word.
What is the word?
World.
World is the word.
Mm-hmm.
For the record, because some people are just listening, not watching, did I write down what I wrote down before he ever opened that
yes,
book, Frankenstein?
100%.
Before he even knew that the word was world?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
You have numbers, 373
yeah,
slash 2
you know, the
slash
same
60.
Way that you wrote down a page and a line and a word, I did too. But mine's not in Frankenstein.
Oh, Jesus.
Mine's in the dictionary.
You got to be kidding.
All right.
Evie, take the dictionary.
All right. So what I
turn to page 373.
All right. Oh, I can't read.
Yeah, you need your readers.
I got it.
You need the bifocals?
Yeah, 37. Getting closer. Hold on. 373. Yeah. Jesus. Go ahead.
Second column.
So
that's a right-hand column.
Yeah.
And you got to count down 60. I know it's a pain in the ass.
60?
Lines. Yes, 60.
60
but you could
lines?
Probably, yeah, of text. Just go down the edge.
He's
you can fast forward to the ending, which we all know is the word.
World. No way.
Well, I mean, there's no way I can count to 60, but world is definitely on this page. It's the,
right.
It's near the, right at the bottom.
Right at the bottom.
60th
yeah.
line.
I mean, I can't count to 60 with the pressure on.
He memorized every word in every book ever written.
I don't know how he does it.
It's very impressive.
That is nuts.
It's also, Try to figure that one out.
Okay. You got the page marked?
Yeah.
You know that your shows are highly entertaining, but also very frustrating for the audience because you just walk home or
well, we
you go
went home from
just,
the show yeah. with the family. All we did was talk about
right
like the last trick.
I'm pretty sure dark forces are at work, like the occult is going on in here.
Well, if people want to see this live, this is literally the first public show I've done in 2 years in Washington, D.C.
Unbelievable.
This is the comeback, but it's also a fundraiser for a great cause. There's only 50 tickets left per night this Friday, this Saturday, 9 p.m. at the Big Apple Circus. Don't buy tickets to the Big Apple Circus show. That will not get you admission to my show. You have to buy tickets to my show, which is in the Mirror Room. You can go to the
gotcha.
Big Apple Circus just on a different night.
Right.
Gotcha. Yes, maxmajor.net for tickets.
You're back, baby! You're back!
Yes, sir!
Back.
Let's go!
Good job, Max.
It is always
it is
awesome,
good to
man.
See you, brother.
Yeah, good to see you.
Hey, great to see you guys.
Yep.
Thanks.
I should mention, coming up on Grant and Danny's show today, before his presser, Landon Collins, your new
Pro
Bowl safety, will join the boys at 1 p.m.
Good booking. Look at that. Landon
what
Collins
time is the presser?
The
they get him before the presser?
I think 2:15. He's going to be on right before the presser.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Nice little coup for the boys.
That's awesome.
Want to hear Landon. Do we know what number he's going to wear yet? Is it official?
I have not heard.
You saw Snyder gave him a signed jersey?
What? Max Major probably knows what number he's going to wear.
Yeah, can you tell us what number he's going to wear?
Yeah, it's a three of spades. Yeah, I'm just thinking about it. All right, we got to get out of here. Grant and Danny, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.